Grape Nuts Flakes present Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower back to CX-4. Wind southeast. Ceiling 1200. All clear.
Okay. This is Hop Harrigan coming in.
Yes, it's Hop Harrigan coming in for Grape Nuts Flakes, and Glenn Riggs saying they've got what it takes. Yes, gang, those Grape Nuts Flakes are as nourishing a breakfast cereal as ever had the privilege of sitting on Mom's pantry shelf. They're good, those Grape Nuts Flakes. Good with whole grain nourishment. Good with bodybuilding goodness. They're just what the strong man ordered for more strength and energy, for more speed and stamina. You try those Grape Nuts Flakes. Try them with rich, creamy milk. And then get all set for a taste you never tasted before. A taste that comes once in a lifetime. Gang, I'll put it to you straight. If the flavor of Grape Nuts Flakes doesn't make you feel as happy as a lark going south to his mammy and pappy, well, you can call me Ruggs instead of Riggs. Honest, gang, those Grape Nuts Flakes are so good, one of these days they're going to eat themselves. Malty, rich, and sweet as a nut, and then that two times tasty flavor, the taste of sun-ripened wheat, the taste of malted barley, blended in a flavor that comes once in a lifetime. Yes, gang, for a bang-up breakfast treat, for a He-Man's breakfast cereal, you just try Grape Nuts Flakes. Crisp, toasty brown Grape Nuts Flakes. And now to our story. Attempting to break what he believes is nothing more than a superstitious jinx hanging over the Lakeville airport, Hop decided to fly in the face of the locally accepted legend that no plane has ever taken off from the airport at night without cracking up. With Judge Nolan, Gale, and Brooklyn Joe Maloney as nervous witnesses, Hop took off on the Piper L-4 Cub just delivered from the Army surplus pool, only to crash a moment or two after lifting the wheels from the runway. As we continue now, Hop, unconscious, is in the Lakeville hospital. Gale and Brooklyn Joe are at the Nolan home waiting anxiously for some word of Hop's condition. They have just had a long-distance call from Tank back in New York, and although they mention nothing about the crash, Gale is certain Tank's suspicions have been raised. Suddenly, the telephone rings.
Oh, that's the hospital.
Well, go ahead. Answer it.
You answer it, Joe.
Oh, no, no, not me. I'm shaking all over. Go ahead, Gale, answer it.
I'm afraid, Joe. I'm scared to death. What if it's bad news?
Yeah, I know. Well, we gotta find out sooner or later.
Yes, I suppose so. Oh, all right, I'll answer it. Hello?
Hello, Gale.
Who is this?
And at the hospital.
Oh, so that's the kind of a girl you are. Out of sight, out of mind.
Who is this?
Don't even remember my voice, do you? Woe is me.
And at the hospital, Gale.
Just a moment, please. No, it's not the hospital. It's some stupid boy having himself a good time.
Huh?
If he thinks I'm in any humor for gags, he's mistaken. Hello?
I'm still here. What were you doing, conferring with your boyfriend?
Now, wait a minute. I don't like your tone of voice. Who are you?
CX-4, calling Gale Nolan.
Hop! Joe, it's Hop.
No, you're kidding. It can't be.
It is, I tell you. Hop.
Yes?
Joe doesn't believe it's you. Say something to him. Here, Joe, take the phone.
Yeah. Hello?
Are the Brooklyn Bums still in the National League, Joe?
Hop, you old buzzard. You're okay. You didn't get hurted.
Yowee. Joe, not so loud. Oh, you'll wake the neighbors. Here, let me take that.
Hop's okay.
Hello, Hop.
Hooray, hooray, hooray.
What are you doing?
Hop's okay.
Right now, he's dancing hooray, around hooray, the room hooray. Like a wild
he
Indian, singing a song he just made up. Listen to it.
Hop's okay.
And 5 minutes ago, he was hanging crepe.
Oh, yeah? What about you? I'll tell him a couple of things. Hop. She was ready to bust out.
Oh, Joe, stop it. Get away from the phone.
Nothing doing. I'm a level hop.
Get away.
She was already...
Joe. Hop, don't believe a word he tells you. He's out of his mind.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm nuts.
I'm local.
You better let me talk to him, Gail.
What, and let him fill you full of nonsense? I should say not.
Nonsense? Ha!
No, seriously. I've got something to tell him.
Well, all right, but don't believe anything he says. Here, idiot. And if you mention a word about me, I'll brain you.
Oh, yeah, sure. Hello, Hop. How do you like that babe trying to tell you that...
Forget it, Joe. We've got important business on the fire.
Oh, yeah? What?
The doctor insists that I stay here at the hospital overnight.
What's the matter with you?
Nothing. Just a few contusions.
Oh, yeah? Well, what are they going to do? Take him out?
Take what out?
What you just said you got.
Dale's right. You are an idiot. Contusions are bruises.
Well, why don't you speak English?
Look who's talking.
Huh?
Never mind.
Hey, Joe, are you listening to me or talking to Gail?
Well, I'm trying to do both, and I ain't getting nowhere.
Well, listen to me.
Okay, shoot.
You saw me crash, didn't you?
Yeah, sure. Mostly I heard you. What happened?
Something stopped me about 15 feet off the runway.
What do you mean, stopped you?
Well, it felt like a huge hand fastening on the nose of the plane and forcing it down.
Holy cats.
Now, don't go getting any ideas. It wasn't a ghost.
Well, what was it?
No, but we're going to find out. Now, look, I want you to get out to the airport immediately and keep an eye on the wreckage. Don't let anyone touch it. You and old Ben can take turns guarding it.
Okay.
Now, I think what you'd better do is drive four posts and run a rope around it to make sure no one goes near it.
Okay.
And tell Gail her father's on his way home. And if she can, to pick me up here about 9 tomorrow morning.
Check. Anything else?
No, that's about all. I'll see you at the field in the morning and we'll check everything carefully.
Leaving the Nolan house, Brooklyn Joe drives to the airport. It is 1 o'clock in the morning when he awakens old Ben, the caretaker, fast asleep in a hangar, and starts across the field with him toward the scene of the crash.
You sure we got everything? Rope, nails, axe, and four posts. That's all we need, ain't it?
I don't see why we need any of them. Who do you expect's going to touch anything out there tonight?
How many times do I got to tell you? Hop says run a rope around it, so we run a rope. If you don't like it, go pack your bindle and hit the road.
You ain't my boss. Mr. Harrigan's my boss.
Oh, brother, ain't you lucky. If I was your boss, Pop, I'd send you packing.
Sure, lot you care about how an old man gets to live. Lot you care. Even Mr. Hodgson treats me better than you.
Ah, that dried-up old buzzard.
Never mind. Mr. Hodgson's always treated me good. But no complaints. No, sir.
All right. Can the chatter. We on the right runway?
Same one Mr. Harrigan took off from, the long one. Has trees up ahead.
Oh, yeah. One of these days we're going to cut them trees down.
Mr. Hodgins, you'd never let you. No, sir.
Are you kidding?
Them's yellow poplar. Worth a lot of money.
Yeah, well, it'll be popular. When we get running full swing, they're coming down.
You'd like to see the day, I would.
Oh, boy, you'll see it, Pop. You'll see it. And not only that, but...
Land of mercy.
What's the matter?
You see what I see?
Where? What?
Hold your light steady. Point it at the end of the runway between the trees.
Holy cats. There ain't no wreckage.
Yeah, it's gone. Disappeared. The ghost took it.
Unable to believe their eyes, Joe and the old caretaker stare at the empty runway where 3 hours ago the Piper Cub in which Hop crashed was a twisted, smoldering wreck. Who or what was responsible for the weird and uncanny disappearance of the wreckage? We'll be back in a moment to learn more about this new twist in the mystery of the haunted airport. But first, gang, old Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard. And there, to her surprise and amazement, was the big economy-sized box of Grape Nuts Flakes. Now, how did that get there, said Mother Hubbard to her 52 little children, who were so hungry they were just about to eat one another. I brought it, said a voice. I, Nosedive, the gremlin. Well, Mother Hubbard looked around, and there, hanging on the chandelier, was himself, Nosedive, the gremlin from the Hop Harrigan program. What are you doing up there, said Mother Hubbard. Tricks, said Nosedive, and added, let's not dilly-dally. You better open that box of Grape Nuts Flakes and give it to your starving children. Is this good, asked Mother Hubbard. Good, said Nosedive. Well, these are Grape Nuts Flakes, lady. Grape Nuts Flakes. You know what that means. Mother Hubbard looked at Nosedive with what amazement she had left. Nosedive said, It means whole grain nourishment and bodybuilding goodness. It means vitamin B1. It means, in short and to the point, those grape nuts flakes have got what it takes. So you just go ahead and feed your children grape nuts flakes and stop asking foolish questions. So saying, Nosedive got down from the chandelier and flew off on his magic grape nuts flake. Well, to make a long story longer, Mother Hubbard fed her children all the grape nuts flakes, the whole big box. And gang, in no time at all, every one of those children went out and got a job. Which proves those grape nuts flakes, they've got what it takes. And now back to our story. Instructed by Hop to get out to the airport and stand guard over the charred wreckage of the Piper Cub, Brooklyn Joe and old Ben, the caretaker, trudged across the field, only to discover the runway empty and the wreckage gone, vanished as though into thin air. Now, recovered from the first shock, Joe swings his flashlight back and forth across the runway.
It couldn't have disappeared. We're on the wrong runway.
No, we ain't. See that dark spot? That's where she burned.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Holy cats.
It's the ghost, I tell you.
Shut up. There ain't no ghosts.
Then what took her, huh?
I don't know. But there ain't no ghosts. Hop says there ain't, and that's enough for me.
Saying don't prove nothing. I'm going back to town. I ain't staying here another night.
You're staying and you're liking it. No. You and me are going to mosey around them woods till we find something.
No. No, I got a bad heart. It ain't good for me to get frightened. I'm going.
Come back here.
I'm an old sick man. It ain't right to make me suffer.
Come back here, I said.
Please, son. Please don't make me go in them woods.
All right, pipe down. You stay here and watch the rope and stuff. I want to walk up there and see what's what. Maybe the wind pushed the wreck off the runway. I don't know.
All right. But don't leave me here alone for long, please.
Nothing's going to happen to you. I'll be right back. Poor old codger's shaking in his boots. He don't know it, but so am I. I don't like this disappearing business. There's where the plane burned, all right. The ground's still warm. About 10 feet from the end of the runway. Let's see what's in them woods.
Walking to the end of the runway, Joe shoots the beam of his flash into the dense woods, playing it back and forth, searching for some sign of the missing plane wreckage. So intent is he that he fails either to hear or see the shadowy figure creeping up behind him, cloaked in utter darkness. Suddenly, there's a dull, ugly thud, a muted groan, and the sound of a limp, crumpled body striking the ground. Then, all is silent again, save for the hum of insects and the chirping of crickets deep in the darkness of the woods. What has happened? We'll know tomorrow, and believe you me, it's tense and exciting as the mystery of the haunted airport begins to build to a smashing, action-packed climax. So don't fail to listen to tomorrow's episode, brought to you by the makers of Grape Nuts Flakes. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. See you tomorrow, same time, same station. And don't forget, Grape Nuts Flakes, they've got what it takes. Hop Harrigan is a copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the makers of Grape Nuts Flakes. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.